idea came out of Atlanta about 20 years ago. The Atlanta Tool Bank was formed. Mm-hmm. It started as a neighborhood organization. A bunch of neighbors just had a bunch of tools together, and they would help each other with their houses. And as that inventory grew and grew, they eventually formed into a nonprofit and got their 501c3. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of how the idea was born.
What a great idea. What kinds of tools can you provide that organizations may have been forced to rent in the past?
We have rakes, shovels, post hole diggers, loppers, hedge shears, various construction materials and hand tools, ladders, wheelbarrows. We have over 50 tool types currently at the Tool Bank in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And we hope to have over 150.
Who can use this service, and what are the terms?
Tools are available to any organization with a charitable mission. This includes community associations, faith-based organizations, nonprofits, neighborhood gardens, green spaces, public schools. And currently, the membership is free, and
wow,
the tools can be borrowed for up to 8 weeks.
There are several corporate sponsors of this project, locally and nationally. The Cincinnati Tool Lending Program will be the fourth to be established under Tool Bank USA's umbrella. How is this working out in other cities?
It's actually working out really well. We are online right now to Houston is about to incorporate. We're also working on Portland, Oregon, and Phoenix.
Okay.
So we hope to have 7 by the end of the year.
What kind of response are you getting from the community?
The response has been tremendous. We've had over 150 volunteers at the Tool Bank to date.
Really?
Yes, just helping us renovate the facility. Every tool is painted our Tool Bank blue.
Okay.
So each tool needs to be scraped and cleaned and then painted blue.
You've actually started earlier than the official opening on August 8th. What are people telling you when they come in?
Actually, yesterday morning, I had a woman come in to borrow tools. She's with a faith-based organization, and she said that she got chills. She said this is just a great idea. She over the years, she uses around 500 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever had a volunteer project where you've showed up, you're ready to work, and there's just not enough tools to go around. So this completely changes all of those projects and allows these organizations to focus on the projects at hand instead of where do I get these tools.
What a great idea. You can find out how to get more information about the Cincinnati Community Tool Bank on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kat Pepmeyer, thank you.
Thank you.